Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm laughing already. This is Lauren Razor, an attorney and living the wealthy life author, and I just want to welcome you back to this show. I'm laughing because we just had the results of an election, and although it's serious, it's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my entire history. But tonight is a progressive night. It's not going to be a night just to commiserate about the president-elect of this country. It's actually a very free night for me tonight. I feel a lot better. We were able to wake up what we've known that has been here since we landed in this country. We understood that race was still an issue. Sexism was high, top 10. And we were able to see this, and our children and our grandchildren have witnessed this in their lifetime within a very short period of time, something that we have endured over years, and we still endure the racism. So it is clear that white America supports a person who is a racist by all counts, who has said things about various groups, who has a disdain for women, they said that's okay. It doesn't bother them that that's not an issue, and that they don't have a problem with sharing this, not only with the people in the United States, but they're like, look, we will tell the world this is what and this is who we are, and we're no longer ashamed, and we're not going to hide. We don't like you people. We're putting the world on notice. Don't come here. We're going to do what we can to get you out of here, people of color, Muslims, whoever it is. And by the way, don't hang on our coattails. We don't want to hear it. Because I'm going to tell you this, there are a lot of racial groups now that have experienced what we have tried to tell them this country was like. For their support, there are other ethnicities that thought they were better than African Americans that have fought in this country. Now we're being asked to pick up the mantle to help the various groups that he was talking about, that he was spewing his racial epithets against, calling Mexicans rapists. You know, we've battled in this country, and we have a history of fighting African Americans in this country. We never thought it was a crystal staircase, and we tried to tell other groups that came here and thought that they were better than African Americans that this place is not a place you can become complacent and think that you are doing better than African Americans. But at the end of the day, they call you an N2, no matter what. They call you all kinds of names, and Muslims and Mexicans and women and all kinds of things. So the bottom line is we've carried our mantle, and I'm not suggesting that we carry it again for anybody. You have to fight if you want to be here. You have to do exactly what African Americans have done historically. We fought to be here. So America's no joke. It's a race-baiting country, but I'm free. You know, today I felt a sense of I will put it to people the way I call it, the way I see it, just like Trump called it the way he saw it. And I don't have unabashedly, I'm not going to hold my tongue either. So when my boss asked us about racism, I said, yes, yes, you are. And a lot of people in this corporate world here are racist. Yes, that's true. No more trying to be the PC like they don't want to be PC. Let's just go and get it all out in the open as to how we feel, too. So I felt a little freer today. Trump has allowed us to speak the truth in the language. This is what these people feel about us. Yes, you could say, for example, you say, well, you could say, Lauren, don't, the kids are listening to you. Don't talk like, don't say, you know, don't engage like Donald Trump. No, it's not a question of engaging. It's, I'm a trial lawyer. I battle in court. There has to be an answer to what he's doing. Okay. And it means that you don't, if you say that this is how you feel about us, well, let me tell you how we feel about you. Okay. Let me give you what we feel about you. And see, once we start evening up the score, we can't step back anymore. So we got to put it to them. You know, we are here. We're not going anywhere. And you know what? They were talking about the black vote and the turnout. I'm so sick of them talking about black people and the turnout and it wasn't up, it wasn't down. We don't care. Okay, we are not going to be blamed for the fact that 81% didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. 81% of whites didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Women didn't vote. White women did not vote for Hillary Clinton. We voted for Hillary Clinton. She wouldn't have gotten as far as she gotten without the Latino and black vote. So we did what we had to do. She couldn't pull it out. She had her baggage. She had her queendom, as if she's entitled to the Clinton era. So she really thought that she was supposed to get this spot. I'm not saying she wasn't qualified. Yes, she had some setbacks and errors, but so have they all. George Bush and Condoleezza Rice, we forgot, they had an email about the bombing of the World Trade and didn't look at the email. So, I mean, you know, this vilification of Hillary Clinton about emails, it's just ridiculous. It was a smokescreen. It worked. Now we have this person in office, and it shows the world, which it showed all of us, which we all knew, you can be an incompetent white guy and get a job. Let's be real. Come on now. Let's be real. We can have someone who has no experience of running a country say all kinds of racial epithets against people, imitate and make fun of people who are disabled and handicapped, okay? And he can be the president of a civilized country. This is what we have, but it's okay. I want my people, my black people, and whoever's listening, I want you to know it's all right because this is what we needed the world to see. We needed the world to see that this is what we have been dealing with inside of America. Black people have been enduring this type of person for years. This is not the first time we've met a Donald Trump. We're showing you what it is that we deal with every day. Every time I go to work and people go to work and we're dealing with white establishments, this is what they're like. So, you know, you're getting people shocked and surprised, and we're not. This is the same kind of we are qualified and we have incompetent people. I mean, I see it every day. I see it every day. So, you know, this is pretty much it. So, you know, this is just a commentary about the election. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I'm not sure what the impact's going to be. I saw a good movie, and I know it has controversy. I'm going to skip the subject for a second. It was a good movie. It's Nat Turner. I had to see that before I went to go vote. I almost put a hole through the, you know how they give you the pen. I was so upset after the movie and going to vote, I almost put a hole in one of the pieces of paper. You know, when we went to vote, I was so mad. And then you know what happens? White America tries to be slick. You know, they were slick though. They did a good job. You know, they hid, like, even my neighbors next door. They talk to me every morning, good morning, all this other stuff. And I say this in a joking way, but they was hiding that they was voting for Trump. Like, and then all of a sudden, all the white people out here are denying that they voted for Trump. Like, he voted for himself. Like, how did he get it? I did not know. And they in the hallway with me, oh, it's a shame. You see Trump? Because they're trying to get my reaction, right? And they say, see what, yeah, Trump is in this. You know you voted for him? Playing. I mean, you know, they all bowing their heads. What do you think about the Trump situation? Trying to bait me into what I think. I said, I don't think nothing. But they told us, the world has told us, they don't need the black and Latino vote. They said they can do it without us. So that's going to be a very, very interesting perspective here. People are calling in on talk shows asking should they pack up and they're going to move to another country. They're leaving and their kids are scared to death. The next kids don't want to come outside. I mean, I have to say, it's a mess, you know. But the part that's interesting, they said 9% of African American men don't hide. Where are you, African? I want on my Facebook page, I want to hear from the African Americans who voted for Trump, and I want to know why you voted for Trump. I'm not saying that you should or should not have voted for Trump. I mean, you know, he can call you the N-word and you can still vote for him. If your conscience is clear, you're good. Monkeys and all that stuff. If you feel that you need to vote for someone like that and your conscience is clear, then you're good with it. But why did the African American, you know, it's kind of funny. The movie Nat Turner, they said that black women didn't support the movie because Nate Parker was accused or had been accused of rape, or and his roommate was convicted of raping, and the young lady committed suicide, and they basically vilified black women for not supporting Nat Turner. Should we vilify black men for supporting Donald Trump? Okay, black men that voted for Donald Trump, can you tell me on my Facebook page or anywhere? You can write it on a napkin, a piece of paper, whatever you want to do it. Tell me why you voted for Trump. I want to know, why would you vote for Trump? Well, I have my theory why you voted for Trump, because there are things that we don't say. There are things that we don't say. For example, a lot of African Americans have issues with the immigration policy. They have issues with the gay rights issues. A lot of African Americans are very conservative about the gay rights issues, including the black church. So there's certain issues that are undertone in our community that we are not saying anything about, that we really don't support. And we had a candidate that doesn't support it, so I guess 9% of African Americans supported that candidate. I think with the immigration policy, I believe many African Americans feel that their jobs are being taken. And that's why a lot of black men are not employed. Is that the reason why you voted for Trump? Okay, what else? Let me see, Clinton. You didn't like the Clinton era. He put more people in jail. He was very tough on crime with the laws that gave more time to African-American men. Is that the issue? But 9% of African-American males voting for Donald Trump, if that is true, based on the papers that we see, if that is true, then I just want to know why. You know, the other part of it is people don't like Hillary. I mean, was it more not for Donald Trump, but how I hate Hillary Clinton? Could that be it too? I mean, I hate her more, not me, but we don't care who we. You could have had a orangutan up there running for office. They would have voted for that, for the orangutan, as long as it wasn't Hillary Clinton. I mean, his hair was kind of like orangey, or is it blonde? I don't know. Anyway, just. And, you know, it's kind of funny when I'm talking about orangutan, because I'm not making fun of anybody. But right now, I have my constitutional right to speak, because I love Donald Trump, because he says what he has to say. Now, Donald Trump's hands, is it like a little hands? Like, you know, like a monkey has little hands, and then he has that hair. I mean, you know, I'm not saying he's like an orangutan, but I'm just, anyway, let me move off of that subject, okay? So the key is, what do we do now? Everybody's twisted over it. They're protesting against him. I think he's supposed to meet with Michelle and Barack Obama today. I don't know how they're going to drink that down. I don't know how that's going to go. You know, this guy has immigrant wives and talking about immigration. I mean, what is white America saying? Is it more I hate the Clinton vote, or I hate the black people, or I hate the Chicanos, the Muslims, I hate all of you people? Oh, yeah, by the way, do you think he's going to build a wall? Actually, we're taking bets on that. We're trying to find out. You know, the bets are going up in Las Vegas. We're betting against him building a wall, but this fool may just try to build a wall. So let's see how that happens. Oh, you know, this is another thing. This is not hilarious, but it is hilarious. When Donald Trump, when they thought Hillary was going to get in, the stock market went up high points. Day this guy gets in, the stock market drops 600 points, not only 600 points. Several billionaires in Mexico, Carlos Slim, and a few other Mexican billionaires lost so much money because of the stock dropping because of Donald Trump. I'm just thinking of that irony. You know, it's kind of weird. You know, did he run just so he can make the Mexicans, you know, break Mexico? I don't know. They said that the pesos dropped, you know, in value. So, you know, he's screwing up Mexico, and maybe he doesn't have to build a wall. He just has to take office. I think he has to just, I was thinking of this wall, but if Mexico is broke, then they're going to be here anyway. So I don't know, maybe his idea of the wall should stand. I don't know. But at this point, Mexico, sad though, I go into my coffee shops and I see my Hispanic brothers and sisters and I bow my head, because he really, really made them the scapegoat of all of this in America. And it's just the saddest day for them, hardworking, just trying to earn a living for family, and trying to just make it through each and every day, wives and husbands, and just trying to work here. And all of a sudden they get beat up and bullied by this person. And I'm wondering why we didn't have our brothers, our Jewish brothers and sisters standing up, you know, because I know that if this was said about the Jewish brothers, my Jewish brothers and sisters, I don't think we would have the same result. But I think the problem is no one really stood up for what he was saying, stood against his rhetoric. And I get saddened. It's a sad day for America that we can pick on these people that are here only to earn a living and to survive. And, you know, they ended up at the brunt of a terrible, mean-spirited election. And That's what really I'm saddened by. So what does it mean for us? I say we should chill for a second. I think we should really look at our own progress as a people. African Americans, begin to assess your families. Begin to assess the future how do you earn, how will you earn a living? What is the wealth that's going to be passed down in your family? Are you prepared? I would say that we need to get stronger in supporting Black-owned businesses. It's just so much we need to do outside of this individual that's in the White House. So when I came in the next day to work, everyone, I'm supposed to be the outspoken one. So everyone, Black and white, stops by my office to see what I have to say. They want to, some of them bait me. Some of them were crying. Some of them were very upset, and I had to set them straight. I said, we did a good job. We voted. We exercised our rights. The candidate that we chose, if all of us chose this one candidate, lost. And, that's basically it. And, we deal with racism every day. It's just it goes back to all the way back in time. But the most recent is the first Bush that ran, put the Willie Horton picture up. So this is absolutely not something that's new. It's something that's always been there. They've just done it in a more color. Donald Trump inartfully said a lot of things. But when George Bush, the first George Bush, put up a picture of Willie Horton saying he raped all these people, and if you don't vote for me, this is the guy that's going to be at your back door next week. So with that, we know that that was race baiting. They did it in a very artful way. They used the same tactic, had the woman talking about the Mexicans that killed her son and burned him. And, but what about the crime that white people commit? Can we, were we ever going to run an ad showing the serial killing and tossing bodies over? This is the sickest thing. It just came to my mind, and I have a sense of humor because I have good friends that are comedians, and, maybe I get that from them and I should go on a show. Here it is, you're pointing to one example of, say, a Mexican or Hispanic that killed someone. Yet, when we look at Investigative Discovery and all these shows, most of the killers are white. Why don't we use those in the ads, So it's just sick that we picked up on that one case, and meanwhile, we have unsolved crimes of white guys tossing their wives over on the side of a highway and, cutting bodies up and putting them in the backyard, and Jeffrey Dahmer, using a head as frozen food. All of that is what they do, What is the guy, the killer that was in the city here? I can't remember. He worked for the post office, and he was killing people in New York. So I'm just saying the killers that do mass killings are not Mexicans, But we chose to pick that, and why, I was in my office the other day, and someone came and said, well, what did you think about the election? I said, well, what you think about the election? And they went, what you think about that? I said, you can think what you want to think. I said, I don't really care about the election. I said, number one, I do care about God, because, see, there's going to be a reckoning for what this man has done. It's not over. And I'm just telling our people, we just have to chill, because it's not over for Mr. Trump. What he has done and said and the number of people he has hurt, it's not going to go unpunished. I'm not saying, I'm not exciting violence. I don't want those hate talk radio on Lawrence trying to say. No, I'm talking about from a heavenly body, from the master, from the place. He cannot possibly let a man that spewed so much vile in his mouth, and I mean the hurt that he has spewed in terms of all of the stuff he said about people, scaring children that he's going to deport them and kick them out the country. All of that, we know there's a God that is more powerful than this man, and I know that it's going to the score is going to be even in such a way that we will have our justice one day. So with that said, I just wanted to give you some food for thought. Next week we're going to talk about Black Friday again. That's like, okay, after all of this, are we really, really, really going to go out and buy all kinds of stuff on Black Friday and be stupid and do that again? Are we really going to stand online all day long buying stuff because they have no respect for us? They can say anything against us and we go out and buy. Can we think about that again? Can you stay in on Black Friday and think about it? Maybe have a day of reflection. Black Friday should be a day of reflection, not a day of shopping, not a day of piling up stuff, not a day. Let them have it. If you don't need our dollars, you don't need our votes, then you don't need our money, okay? So you don't need us. You tell white America, you create your own economy. Do what you have to do. You know, we'll pull out of this economy and see what happens. I'm not saying that you can't take a subway and you have to walk to work. I'm saying on these gadgets, on these things that we don't really need, we have to take a step back and at least cut one thing. Even if you can't, because the kids want everything in life, even if you can't, cut one thing. And don't buy every single thing out there spending thousands and thousands of dollars. We've got to get our financial lives in order, and so that we can move forward and be prosperous, because it's not going to be any joke anymore. So with that said, I just want to say good night, happy voting. I'm glad I saw my sisters and brothers at the polls. I thought it was major. You know, I wasn't. I'm sorry. I thought it was major, and it certainly was very spirited to see young people walking from train stations and wanting to come down and vote. I know one young lady was at school, and she said, if I don't get, she's coming down by train, and her mother's picking her up and driving her to the polls, and she just kept calling and calling and calling. But she voted, and that was fantastic. Keep our heads up. You've done well. Thank God, and have a great week. Lauren Razor, living a wealthy life.